Mr. Wopsle hesitated, and we all began to have a rather bad opinion of him.
And you were going to say that the accused was guilty before the end of the trial, before he has been proved guilty.
We realized that the unfortunate Wopsle had no understanding of the law, or indeed anything at all. Now the stranger stood in front of our little group.
"I'm looking for the blacksmith Joe Gargery," he said, "and his apprentice Pip."
He did not recognize me, but I knew he was the gentleman I had met on the stairs when visiting Miss Havisham. There was even the same smell of perfumed soap on his large hands.
"I want to speak to you two in private," he said.
And so Joe and I left the pub and walked home with him.
"My name is Jaggers, and I'm a lawyer," he said, when he reached the forge. "Joe Gargery, I am sent by someone who suggests cancelling this boy's apprenticeship to you. Would you want any money if you lost your apprentice?"
"I'd never stand in Pip's way, never," said Joe, staring. "The answer is no."
"Don't try to change that answer later," said Mr. Jaggers. "Now, what I have to say, and remember I'm only an agent, I don't speak for myself, is that this young man has great expectations."
Joe and I gasped and looked at each other.
"I have been told to say that he will be very rich when he is older. In addition, the person who sent me wants the young man to be removed from his home and educated as a gentleman who expects to inherit a fortune.